I escaped my first financial trap around 1980 by selling separately my business premises, and my house. I clear my overdraft and end up with about £15,000 in the bank. The position was the dire economic situation in the 1970s with the 15% interest rate on the overdraft when I was running my printing business. The reason was I didn't pay attention enough to my cash flow and relied on the accountant, who was really only interested in the records rather than the business itself. The second time I fell into the trap was more recently, when I wasn't paying attention to what was going on. Cash flow again. Too much going out on credit cards, who were giving me massive credit limits and only short-term temporary income coming in. Sadly, global influences brought an end to all this. Not my fault, but I should have been watching. And I ended up taking on an independent voluntary arrangement to pay off the debts. I'm now coping with another type of trap, living on a fixed income. To get out of this, I have to re-establish, rebuild and grow my business if I really want to be who I want to be and do and have what I really want. You and I, and everyone else, are in some sort of financial trap. Even the so-called rich need to closely monitor, or have someone do it for them, their day-to-day finances. I'm doing it now, and it only takes about 15 minutes a day to keep my finger on the pulse. If you don't, and you don't have someone you can trust doing it for you, I can assure you, from experience, it will go horribly wrong. Money is a fickle thing, and really doesn't like being mistreated, ignored, or taken for granted. Money likes us to pay attention to it, and more than anything else, to move it, to circulate it, to pass it from one experience to another. What money dislikes most is to be locked in a box, saved for a rainy day. Universal law of circulation requires money is circulated. What comes in goes out. What we need to do is manage the circulation, manage what goes out, so what comes in matches it. My financial traps have generally arisen through running businesses, which should provide a lot of control over what I do. However, most employed people aren't really in this situation, having less control, particularly over their income. When I was employed, briefly, for about 9 years out of nearly 60, I was fortunately quite well paid, so it didn't occur to me I was in a financial trap. I was more concerned with other traps, more of which later. Now I'm retired on a fixed income, I'm becoming more aware of the situation this can present. There are answers to financial traps. Most are generated by some form of fixed or limited income, whether it be employment, a business, or a pension. We can, of course, in the case of the first two, make arrangements through an independent financial advisor to generate additional funds. But this really needs to be done much earlier in our lifetime than most. I'd say no later than 30 to get the best benefits. But even this ends up with a fixed, albeit higher, income. You and I have to do something else to rectify or avoid the situation. Bob Proctor, who I was privileged to meet and work with a few years ago, was adamant about the potential solutions. We need to find or develop some sort of additional income. Now, there's a limit to what we can do in a day, so an additional time for money income isn't the answer. We need an additional passive income, which doesn't depend on the time we devote to it, and there are lots of options. Bob called it MSI, or multiple streams of income, and there are a vast number of choices you and I could adopt. Write a book or books, and there's more than one style of book to consider. More of this another time. Network marketing. Now, be careful here, because there are many rubbish network marketing MLM companies around. I won't go into the details, but the better ones can be extremely lucrative. Ask if you want to own more. I did this for nearly 30 years. Investment. A very wide field, ranging from property to crypto, provided you make the right choices. Again, let's talk about this. Social media. If you're fairly active, especially on YouTube, you can generate significant income on the side. I'm not an expert in this, but I do know people who are. There are lots more, but if you really want to escape your financial trap, and we're all in one of some sort, then you and I need to address this right now.